This is the first high-level contact between the two regional heavyweights in 7 years. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreeing to reopen embassies and consulates in each other's countries. These are the first significant steps towards normalization since the two restored relations last month. The deal was brokered by China as it seeks a new role as a global peacemaker.
As a good friend and partner of Middle East countries, China will continue to respect the autonomy of the Middle East countries and is a force supporting reconciliation, peace and harmony in the Middle East. China will work with Middle Eastern countries to implement global security initiatives, global development initiatives and global civilization initiatives to promote security.
Riyadh severed ties in 2016. After Iranian protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran. That followed the execution of a Shia cleric in Saudi Arabia. For years, the oil-rich kingdom blamed Iran for spreading radical Shia ideology and arming proxies in Yemen, Syria and Iraq. The wealthy Gulf nation prides itself on being the defender of Sunni Islam and has repeatedly called on Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions. For now, though, the arch rivals want to start a new chapter. And Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman, widely known by his initials MBS, has ambitions to develop Saudi Arabia rapidly.
This is primarily driven by Mohammed bin Salman's motivation of fulfilling his vision 2030 of socioeconomic development in Saudi Arabia, which requires stability. You can't really achieve that kind of growth if you're being rained on by drones and missiles coming from across the border from Yemen.
The United States has praised the deal as a positive step forward, but Washington remains skeptical. It fears its decades-long influence in the region could be eroding at a time that of its biggest rival, China, is expanding. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera.